Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, Michael Keaton of Beetlejuice fame and also Pacific Heights and Batman, My Life, Mr. Mom, going to join us here any second.
Just so you know, when he calls, that if this comes up, I didn't give you a time, but they said, okay, Michael Keaton's going to join you in a minute. You've got 2 to 3 minutes.
Two to three minutes?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I didn't tell you that. So
we got a 2 to 3 minute interview with Michael Keaton.
Take as long as you want. I'm just saying that because if we're in the middle of somebody who's like, yeah, I found this great website. It's all naked people doing all kinds. And then you suddenly have to go to Michael Keaton quickly. That's why.
Dan, skip the whole introducing everybody on the show that takes 2 or 3 minutes, okay?
We wouldn't have even agreed to do the interview if we knew it was only going to be 120 seconds long.
But here's how we can either make it exciting. Do we challenge you to actually do an interview in 3 minutes or less?
I can't do it. No, there's no challenge. I can't do it. I can't even say the Burt Show on all the hits Q100 in 2 minutes.
Yes, this is Melissa. Melissa, say hi. This is Jen. Jen, why don't you say hi? That takes 3 minutes right there.
Right. We got 13 members of the on-air staff.
Hey, Michael, we're going to play Beetlejuice for you now. And when you hear a spot that you thought you could have done better, why don't you tell us to stop and then reenact that spot?
Hey there, Michael Keaton, how are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
We're doing good. I want to let you know something right off the bat, though.
Okay.
We are a chatty, we are a wordy morning show.
You are.
And we just found out from your people that we only have like 3 minutes with you. So I am going to...
No.
I am going to put the end of this interview in your hands. You tell us when you're
wordy,
done.
When you say chatty,
yes.
Are you making good use of your words? Or are you good with the language?
I would I would define chatty for you, but it would take me 7 minutes.
Well, don't do that. It's like me emailing. The other day, my assistant just bought me a Palm Pilot where you text message people.
Yeah.
I did this. I just got done working on Herbie with Lindsay Lohan.
Right.
You cannot believe how quickly she can email or text message people. Her little thumbs are just flying. I timed myself. It took me about 14 minutes.
We've got the same thing here. Like intern Jen, you have to be like 24 years old or younger to have that gene.
I am a Luddite.
Michael Keaton joining the Burt Show on all the hits Q100. So Michael, when you want this interview to be over, you tell us our time is up, or we're just going to keep going.
Okay, I'm pretty much done. Thank you very much.
It was very nice talking to you. I think the first thing that I would really like to ask you, because we only have 9 seconds left.
Okay.
Is like I thought that with the whole Batman legacy, I thought that when you signed on to be Batman, you were going to be Batman for 19 different movies, like the 007 franchise.
Right.
And I'm just curious, did you back out of that?
It was not good. It was not a good script. And I said, hey, I'll do the third one, but we got to redo the script. And you know, interestingly, and I predict this next one will be good because there's a lot of really talented people involved. But interestingly, what they're doing in this one is what I suggested for the third one. I said, I don't think this script is well written personally, and I know the writer's a good writer, but I thought this is not good. Let's just work on it. And I thought it was more interesting to go back and do more of a prequel. And that's apparently what they're doing in this one. And I'll bet you this is good. Not for that reason, but I just have a feeling that it'll be quite good. But anyway, it wasn't good, and I said, I want to go on to do some other things.
Now, I know in Hollywood, every actor has to be respectful of other actors, but was there any kind of, you know, secret satisfaction when they kept talking about how George Clooney killed Batman?
No, I think what happened was George said that. He did. He said. I've never heard this, but my friends, people have told me. And George, you know, I know him, but we've never talked about that. According to my friends, he said Michael Keaton's clearly the best Batman. He knows how to do it. I single-handedly destroyed it, which was not true. He's a very charming cat, you know.
Did you sit down and watch the other Batman movies?
You know, honestly, I've never seen them. Now, I did poke my head in. I was at a multiplex once, and it was playing down the hall, so I don't know what I was seeing, but I went down to poke my head in it, and it's not out of any kind of vengeance. I just had no real interest. If somebody would have told me, God, this thing's brilliant, I probably would have got to see it, but I didn't hear that.
So mm-hmm.
I didn't go.
Talking to Michael Keaton on the Burt Show and all the hits, Q100.
Beetlejuice is one of my favorite characters ever, and I have to know from you, will there be a sequel? Would you take that role if there was a sequel?
You know what? You guys should start. I'm dead serious about this. Start a groundswell because you should start promoting that idea, because I'm telling you, first of all, it's a guaranteed moneymaker for them. And also, it's one of the only things I'd like to do. I get bored real quick doing things, so I'd like to move on. I had so much fun doing that, and I think we only scratched the surface. So I would do that movie again. If Tim Burton would produce it, I would love to do it again.
Who do we call for that? Because I've never started a groundswell.
You call 1-800-GROUNDSWELL.
I think you text Lindsay Lohan. That's how you started.
You know, and looking back at your movie career, you've done so many great movies, and it's so easy to tell by your resume, like, you really love stretching yourself in these different roles.
Yeah.
What do you want, like, the one movie, I mean, in 130 years when you're not around anymore and only your movies are left, what is the one movie you want people to look at for Michael Keaton as the legacy that he left behind?
Wow, there's something I never thought of. Honestly, I as nuts as this may sound, it might be Beetlejuice, because I think what my goal has always been, you know, originality is really hard to come by for many of us, and something that's totally, truly artistic and original is really tough. And I think that movie is truly a piece of art, because look at the other people involved in it, and Tim Burton, and there was nothing like it. So maybe as an artist, I would want to look back and go, you know, that. But besides that, I honestly can't think of probably that one, I guess.
Well, I think Beetlejuice is a pretty satisfying answer for all of us.
Absolutely. And, you know, you said how you get bored easily. I'm curious, because I'm really excited about White Noise, because I think the subject matter is fascinating. What about that, you know, attracted you to do this movie?
Well, that, you know, I do, and I do. There aren't that many. I have the irony is I have tons of interests, and that's one reason I, you know, don't work that much, and I'm off doing other things that I'm interested in. But I really wanted to go back to work, but only in something that interested me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read this, I thought it was just one of the better written things I'd seen, and really unusual and totally different from other things that I've seen out there. Not only read, but movies that I've seen, and especially in this genre, it's kind of a thinking man's version of this genre, and very scary. But I thought, well, this will never happen, because I'll never find the right director. And then they sent this guy over from England to talk to us, and he had a great take on it. And I just thought it was really, literally, legitimately frightening, and made you really think. I was on the Today Show with Katie Couric the other day, and she went on and on about how much she was, how enthusiastic and how interested she was in this film and the subject matter, and how much she liked it. And Dr. Phil did the same thing when I was on there. So it's making people talk, because it's this phenomenon that I guess is starting to pop up.
I've always wondered, like, when you're working on a scary movie like this, even though you know what's coming up while you're shooting it, it's in the script, do you still get scared as hell when things are happening on the set that you're acting in?
Well, you know, you're talking to a guy who gets scared at, like, certain kinds of cheeses. So, honestly, it's hard for me to get scared in movies when I see them. Even as a kid, it really took a lot to scare me. But I come from a big family. There were seven of us, and I took great pleasure in scaring everyone in my family. I loved scaring people and being scared, but I never would see movies that scared me very much. And I thought this had the potential. Exorcist scared me, and Rosemary's Baby scared me. And Poltergeist was pretty scary. This, I thought, was not only scary, it was like kind of a good mystery in the thriller.
Do you think that we can get messages from the other side? Because it's kind of like...
I would have told you, you know, before I started this film, no, I never even heard of this. I don't even know what people are talking about. I think it's just a good idea for a movie. It turns out this goes way, way back. There's an article, I don't think I'm repeating myself, but there's an article in the London Mail, I believe, and there's all these little articles popping up all over the place about an awareness of this. And this thing dates way, 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 way back. They've got recordings of people. I mean, so they claim, you know, and it is really, really interesting. And after reading this article yesterday, I had to do a whole rethink about it. I mean, I had to really, because it was verified by respected scientists that there is something that comes across that they can't explain. They have recordings of Gregorian months going way, way back, and they hear voices in them that they can't explain.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, the name of the movie is White Noise. It starts, when does it start, Michael?
Tomorrow.
Starts tomorrow with Michael Keaton. Your people are buzzing our cell phone big time, so we got to let you go, or we'll never get an interview again. Very, very good talking to you, Michael Keaton. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, yeah.
Good talking to you.
Bye.
Bye now.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.